You cannot see God. You cannot think that you can use your physical senses and see your eyes, God, Source, whilst Source exists in all and everything within you. You are a part of God, of Source, but it is ridiculous to think that it is a physical visualization with your eyes. If you wish to use your eyes and only your eyes to see God, then with your eyes, God, Source, is everywhere around you, in everything you say, in everything you create, in everything you are. But out of context, the word see, what are you seeing? What are you looking for? What you are looking for, you already have. It is already within, a part, which is all, a part which is all and everything. It is not about seeing. It is about feeling. It is about energy. It is about emotion. Not seeing. Seeing is part of your created illusion. So once again, the question is insignificant. It has no meaning. Taken from your perception of Source, of God, known that no physical entity can see God. But all know within the existence of God. Existence has no beginning, it has no end, it is, as are you, the same. I have told you before that the energy in this space is pure. You before that it is the creation, the origin of physical formation, which makes it pure. If you wish to apply your words, your language, and wish to give this a name, then you can. But you will always make it complicated with your stories, your names, your application of language prevents correct communication through misinterpretation. It is enough for you to know it is pure. It is enough for you to know it is the origin of energy. It is too much for you to complicate this. It will only confuse you. Whilst in here, you are not confused. It is clear. It is precise. Whilst out there, you are continually confused. You must not forget that this is a necessary process for you to endure, considering you chose this process. You chose all and every part of your physical formation. You chose your ego. You chose your mind. You programmed your ego, your mind, to do exactly what it does. So, none of this is incorrect. It is absolute. It is premeditated. It is designed this way by you. Is source, is you, is all. You must cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to understand this. You must understand the power of imagination combined with the power of faith. This will drive you to cross the bridge. You far more understand now what lies within others is what lies within self. Within each and every you can understand as they are the same. Premeditated, conditioned life is exactly that. Not a single piece is by accident. What will be is already written within your time-created illusion. If you change your path, you do not change your path because you already wrote your path. But your conditioning will tell you you have changed your path. You have not. Change was written by you before you chose to enter this one world you chose to focus on. Premeditated. Exactly at the point, the position you chose to be in within your time created illusion. And by the nature of your choices, you will play out your part within the theater you have created. So your interpretation of doing nothing, you will act out the part. You will not, from your interpretation of doing nothing, you will not do nothing. You will experience, you will partake, you will laugh, you will cry, you will love, you will hate, you will go through all emotions you have chosen to go through. And this will bring you closer to source, to God. But most of all, you have chosen to remain positive, to stay in the light. This is what you will do. And in here, you can soak up like a sponge the purest form of positive energy. And this is also what you must do. For without this, you would be lost. You would be confused. you will awaken others. It is far more important to awaken yourself. As you are.